creature down, and it trotted away. If it had grown up, it would have made a dreadfully ugly child. But it makes a rather handsome pig. A few yards off, the Cheshire Cat grinned. "Cheshire Puss," Alice began, rather timidly. "Would you please tell me which way I ought to go from here?" "That depends on where you want to get to," said the cat. "I don't much care where," said Alice. "Then it doesn't matter which way you go," said the cat. Alice felt that this could not be denied, so she tried another question. "What sort of people live about here?" "In that direction," the cat said, "lives a hatter. And in that direction lives a March Hare. They're both mad." "But I don't want to go among mad people," Alice said. "Oh, you can't help that," said the cat. "We're all mad here." The cat vanished quite slowly, beginning with the end of its tail and ending with the grin, which remained some time after the rest of it had gone. "Well, I've often seen a cat without a grin," thought Alice, "but a grin without a cat? It's the most curious thing I ever saw in my life." She had not gone much further before she came in sight of the house of the March Hare. At a table under a tree sat the March Hare, having tea with the Mad Hatter and a Dormouse.